Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Jim Denham, who normally works for Perkins School for the Blind. But in this case, we are talking to him about a new project that he's involved with involving an accessible game for the iPhone and iPod. Jim, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hey, thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, StemStumper.
StemStumper. StemStumper is a game that's being developed by one of our volunteers at Perkins. The company's called Anance Productions, A-N-A-N-S-E Productions, mm-hmm. Or AnanceProds. On Twitter, it's AnanceProds. Mm-hmm. Is it Twitter username? And this game is currently in beta. But it's going to be released to the iTunes Store in early April, and it's a really exciting, fun, easy game that's, you know, it's Games for the Rest of Us is the title of Anance Productions, and so it's a really fun, easy-to-play game.
Okay. Might be better. It looks like you have that your iPhone in front of you.
I do have the iPhone, yes. And let me just, before I get into it, I'll explain the concept of the
sure.
game.
Sure, okay.
The concept of the game is that your name is Mimia, and Mimia is a plant.
Okay.
A vine. And Mimia wants to grow. And so Mimia needs fertilizer to grow. And so what you have to do is you have to move around the board and find the fertilizer and then double tap the fertilizer so she can eat the fertilizer.
Okay.
But there are stumps sometimes in the way. And when you find the stumps, you have to find something called an evil acorn, which is the stump's mortal enemy.
Right.
And so the stumps can be eaten by the evil acorns. And so you have to find the different stumps and tap the stumps and then tap the acorns. And it's a cool game for, you know, it's fun, but it also teaches spatial relationships and does a lot of stuff as far as showing, you know, it's directly above. And I'll demonstrate here how it works.
Okay. So is the game using voiceover itself, or is it all self-voicing?
The game is using voiceover itself.
Okay.
Money reader. Phone. Stem stumper.
Because I've got the Money Reader app on here.
Of course.
So I'll go ahead and launch StemStumper. And it runs in landscape mode. It runs in landscape mode. So you turn your phone so the home button is facing to the right.
Okay.
And I'll just flick across the main screen here.
Level select.
So level select.
Quick start.
Quick start.
Clear save info.
Or you can clear your save info. So you can basically, if you want to select a different level, mm-hmm. Or you can do quick start, it'll start you with the last place you were. So we're going to choose
level select. Desert.
Okay, and there's different gardens, and each garden has 10 levels.
Okay.
And so we'll just choose the first 5 levels of the first garden, which are the desert, are kind of a tutorial. So they kind of teach you how to play the game.
Okay.
Eventually, they hope to have 100 different levels. Right now, we've got about 30, but eventually, we hope to have 100 levels.
Okay.
Previous garden. Next garden. 1.
So we'll tap level 1.
Mimia the vine needs fertilizer to grow, but it hides under leaves, so Mimia uses her ears to find it. Tap anywhere to continue.
Okay, so we'll tap anywhere to continue.
Mimia makes this sound when she's excited and found something from under the leaves. Tap anywhere to continue.
So when you hear that sound, you know that Mimia has found the fertilizer.
Okay.
And the cool thing about this is...
Mimia hears more music as you search closer to the fertilizer. Find the fertilizer and tap on it to have Mimia chop down.
So like what I just said, Mimia hears more music. So as you get closer to the fertilizer, you hear more and more instruments. It doesn't change the volume because the volume is changed with voiceover. You know, voiceover ducks right. the volume sometimes and ducks things down. So they didn't want to do it with volume. They wanted to do it with more instruments.
Mimia hears more music as you
so as I move my finger around the screen here, move around. So I hear more a little more music there.
Right.
One more instrument. Now I hear that she's excited. So I double tap that. So now she ate the fertilizer.
Nice.
Chop down desert level 1. Score, 7,900. Curious carrots, 3 of 3.
So curious carrots is how well did you do? You can get 3 out of 3 carrots, so okay. How quickly did you do the level?
The stubborn stumps want to hog the fertilizer. They won't let Mimia pass through them. Tap anywhere to continue.
So the stubborn stumps, so you...
This okay, so can you explain the
stubborn
stumps?
Stubborn stumps make the sound when you poke them.
So that's the stubborn stumps.
Tap anywhere to continue. Stubborn stumps won't let Mimia pass through them. You have to use their mortal enemy, the Angry Acorn. Tap anywhere to continue.
The Angry Acorn.
So now we're going to hear the Angry Acorn.
Yep.
Use the music to find and poke an Angry Acorn. Remember, you have to wait for Mimia to sound excited.
OK. Okay, so I find the acorn here. So I'm just dragging my finger on the screen, and you can hear I move. There's different grids. So the screen is divided into a grid. When you hear that clicking, you know I'm switching with different grids. So I'm moving down right now.
You're looking right. For the...
Right. So it gets a little louder, moving right a little bit more. Now I got quieter again, so I'll move back to the left. And I'll move down. So I moved down, and now I found it. So
yep.
Now that a path is clear to the fertilizer, chow down on it.
So now that there's a path clear for Mimia, so now she can get to the fertilizer because the stump is gone.
Gotcha. You keep going all around it, yeah?
Yeah.
You got it. Oh.
There we go. So now I cross that level. So, as you mean, it sounds simple, but it gets really, as you get more and more into it, it gets more and more complicated. You can turn on whether you're looking for stumps, you can turn on whether you're looking for acorns, you can turn on whether you're looking for different things.
Can we just hear, obviously that was the intro tutorial, can we just hear you just, you know, you've mastered this.
Yeah.
Let's just hear you play it for a second.
Yep.
34. Don't use too many angry acorns. You get more points for leaving stubborn stumps in the garden. Tap anywhere to continue. More points means more curious carrots, which unlock bonus levels. Tap anywhere to continue.
So like right now, I'm on top of something, but I can't find it because it's a fertilizer, but I can't get to it because there's a stump blocking it.
Gotcha.
So now I ate the...
Carrots,
which unlock bonus levels. Tap anywhere to continue. This level is actually pretty hard.
It's
this level.
I see that.
Acorn toggled on.
Again.
One fertilizer remaining. Angry.
So I'm going to turn off.
Fertilizer toggled on.
So fertilizer is off now.
Angry.
Right.
Angry acorn toggled on. Fertilizer toggled off.
Well, maybe this won't work.
Acorns off. Turn the fertilizer on.
Right.
Turn the acorns off.
Angry acorn toggled on. Angry.
So I can get a pat. Yeah, one of the things they're going to do in the next version of the game is when you're on something you can't eat, it's going to play a sound letting you know you can't eat. Right now it just plays music. Right now that music is at all the instruments. And it's letting you know that you can't... You're on that, but there's nothing that says, hey, you're on it, but you can't either. There's not a clear path to it.
Sure.
So, one of the things that I've been helping with is, you know, designing more... What audio feedbacks make more sense.
Right.
And when to put different things in. And, you know, how much speech is too much.
Sure, sure.
Angry Acorns toggled off.
Let's turn this back on. But you kind of learn the different areas of the screen.
Explain what that means, because the toggling on and off of the...
Okay. So there's two, like, radio buttons in the top.
Okay.
And so there's, like, the two buttons in the top, and you touch those top buttons, mm-hmm. and you double tap those buttons, and it turns whether you're looking for that thing on or off. So you double tap it.
Don't use too many Angry Acorns.
And... So if you double tap it, it turns it off. And double tap it, it turns on. So it's just like a switch.
Okay.
So when it's on, you're looking for that thing, and you hear those kind of things. When that's off, you don't hear those kind of things.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It sounds like with all the different levels and being able to unlock it, it definitely have some replayability okay. there.
And then there's different things. I mean, as you get further into the game, there's different things you can unlock and different things you can look for, and there's different types of gardens, and,
mm-hmm.
and it gets really challenging as you get into the more advanced levels.
Sure, definitely.
And as you unlock levels, it, you know... unlocks it bonus levels if you get more scores and things like that. So
okay,
yeah.
And how much is the game going to be?
But game's going to cost $1.99,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be available from the iTunes Store in early April. And if you want to follow a Twitter feed, it's ANANSE Prods
okay.
on Twitter, and that's going to tell you when it's going to be released.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you so much for stopping by and showing us the game.
Hey, thank you very much.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.